From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. France continues to press its allies to support a more aggressive and larger coalition that takes on Islamic State, the group that claims it orchestrated the Paris attacks nearly 2 weeks ago. President François Hollande, heard here through an interpreter, said as much in a joint appearance with German Chancellor Angela Merkel today.
I wish for Germany to commit even more to the fight against Daesh in Syria and Iraq. And I will be very attentive to what the Chancellor will say about that.
Now, Merkel says her country will do more, although she didn't offer many details. Her country currently provides weapons and training for Kurds fighting Islamic State militants in Iraq. Brussels remains under a maximum security alert, although schools, the subway system, and public buildings reopened this morning after a four-day lockdown in the Belgian capital. NPR's Fabia Quist-Arkton reports the terror alert status has been extended until Monday in Brussels, pending review by authorities next week as the search continues for a prime suspect and a new suspect, both with alleged links to the spate of terror strikes in Paris.
Parents nervously delivered their children to schools across Brussels today, hugging the youngsters who are back in class for the first time since last Friday, when the government declared a maximum security alert in the city and ordered schools in the metro system closed. Belgium remains at the center of investigations into the deadly November 13th Paris attacks. Two of the suicide bombers had lived in Belgium. The Belgian state prosecutor says a second international arrest warrant has been issued for Mohamed Abrini, who was seen with the missing suspected suicide bomber Salah Abdeslam, who fled to Belgium the day after the Paris shootings. Fabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Brussels.
A funeral was held today in Minneapolis for Jamar Clark, a 24-year-old African-American man shot and killed during an encounter with police. The confrontation prompted a week and a half of mostly peaceful protests in front of a nearby police station. But as Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports, three white men could soon face charges for allegedly shooting and wounding several protesters.
A policeman assisting paramedics on a domestic violence call last week shot Jamar Clark in the head. A police union leader says Clark grabbed the officer's holstered pistol. The group Black Lives Matter says Clark was handcuffed. Five demonstrators were shot and wounded late Monday in an altercation with several infiltrators. Pastor Ralph Galloway says he came to the demonstration last night in a show of defiance.
We've seen the acts of intimidation, you know, as African American people for hundreds of years. And we're still here, we're still alive, and the message is that that's not going to work.
Jamar Clark's brother and public officials are urging protesters to end their occupation of the police headquarters. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.
You're listening to NPR News. Pope Francis has arrived in Kenya, the first leg of a trip to Africa. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports Francis becomes the first pope in modern times to visit a war zone.
Francis said he's going with joy to meet Kenyans, Ugandans, and the brothers of the Central African Republic, which is currently in the grips of civil war. The Vatican insists the visit to Bangui, capital of the Central African Republic, is on schedule, but the situation on the ground is being constantly monitored. Asked if he's nervous, the Pope replied his only concern are the mosquitoes. Asked about his trip to Mexico next year, he said he will depart Mexico from Juarez, the major border crossing between Mexico and the U.S. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News.
Catfish and other fish species are subject to a new inspection process starting in March. The U.S. Food Safety and Inspection Service has adopted a new rule to inspect U.S. processing and slaughter facilities during all hours of operation. They will include at least one inspection each shift at plants that solely process the fish. Under the rule, countries that ship the fish to the U.S. will also be required to provide a list of export sites and documentation proving compliance with U.S. import requirements. Potential homebuyers are finding lower interest rates on home loans this week. The mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage fell to 3.95%. It was unchanged at 3.18% for the 15-year loan. Expectations have risen among analysts that the Fed will soon raise its key short-term interest rate. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.